Horror Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Welcome to the weekly challenge number 256, where I've posted a topic and challenged you to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. The topic this week was warped. That's warped. Warped. W-A-R-P-E-D. I know I have a bit of an accent. Deal with it. Let's go ahead and play for you all the playful player playings that people have tossed in. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm just so happy about I finally have a really cool idea for SL. As if all my other ideas sucked. No, it's called Fast Easy Fun Ball. I'm scribbling up some stuff on it. But no, you came here for stories, not for my brilliant ideas. So let's go ahead and get started here. The first story is by Tom. So, no ideas for 100 word stories. Here's an actual story he's created. Let's hear it. Closing.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I have a few updates. First, inverse relationships. One person has won 126 stories in a row, and 126 writers have won in a row. Your humble scribe has picked the most weekly challenges, 26, 1 out of 10, and has a 90% failure rate. I'm on a race to the bottom of Planet Z. We have 2,725 stories posted. For the past 11 weeks, we've been in double digits. Yay, yay. Story average is climbing back to 10.7. Total number of authors, 263 in 255 weeks. Movement, Danny Dreyer moves into the 37th position, moving ahead of Sojourn and Planet X-Ray. Steve the Nuclear Man passes Anima Zabaleta, taking the 6th position. Tonight's story is called Send Them to the Cornfield. Marcy could rap space. She did it by singing to Green Pony, a short song in made-up words, and reality turned all Klein bodily. Puppies and kittens didn't do well around Marcy. When Mom and Dad exerted parental authority, Marcy and Green Pony showed them the error of their one-dimensional point of view with a first-hand perspective. Marcy found she did not have a fondness for any authority figure. She started warping governments. She said, governments are generally not good for people. Some might say this is a warped point of view. You want to tell Marcy that?
Thank you, Tom. And once again, thank you for the updates on the statistics, and I should thank you for all your advice on how to write 100-word stories. I've gotten your latest batch, and I'm getting them all lined up. I need to just get them in the schedule thing. I love WordPress. I'm able to schedule this stuff, put in a cron tab. It works. I'm uploading them in the media uploader thingy. It says, I wish I'd switched to it long, long ago. Oh, sure, my numbers have dropped because I'm not polluting Google like I used to with movable type. But you know what? I don't want all the spiders. I want real people to enjoy this stuff. If it turns out to be smaller numbers, well, numbers are numbers. What matters is the human factor. A spider can't enjoy good literature. And if we ever have any here, I think spiders, you know, would not be able to appreciate it. Okay, so let's move on to the next story. And that would be one by Terrazabyte, or Vince, or Dr. Love, or whatever the hell he's calling himself this week. I suppose we'll find out what he calls himself this week when I play his story for you. Which, if I stop dicking around, I'll just copy, paste, and play.
For most kids, summertime is the best time of the year. The schools are closed, the days are filled with playing, and some kids go off to summer camp. Best time of the year for some, but not Vinny. Vinny's parents were a bit warped and always sent him off to mime camp. They'd pack his luggage with black tights, face makeup, and little white gloves. Vinny protested against going, but his parents would only look back at him with frowning and crying gestures. This year, Vinny fought back and shot both of his parents with a finger gun.
Thank you, Fricker. It got that old-timey feel to it. Alright. So I was reading Jaywalk blog, John Walkenbach. He does Excel tutorials and all sorts of stuff. He scrapes up funny stuff. He's a good aggregator. And he mentioned a pleasant shopping experience called Cermak Plaza, where they had cars on a spike. Now, that was after my day. I was born in Chicago, and I lived there for a few years before, you know, my parents dragged me off to Westerville. Quaint little city, you know, whatever. But still, my grandfather ran a dry cleaning business, and one of the outlets of the one-hour dry cleaning shop was in Cermak Plaza, and that was mentioned in this in one of his aggregations. And I just got curious. I thought, I wonder if anyone remembers the dry cleaner there. And sure enough, I looked up and I did a Google search where everything can be found. And Berwyn Talk, because it was in Berwyn, Illinois, a little kind of a rundown thing in between Chicago and Joliet. And here we go. Anybody remember the masturbating monkey at the Cermak Plaza dry cleaners? The one that used to be where Fruitful Yield is now. Another person, I certainly do. What a dirty little monkey. I never had any dry cleaning done there, but my kids loved to go see the monkey. It was a big day for them if we went to Murphy's for grilled cheese, milkshakes, then go see the monkey. They were young. I'll have to ask them if they remember. Another person, that was Charlie. A friend of mine worked at that dry cleaner's back in the early 70s. Wouldn't surprise me if he taught that monkey how to do that. What he did. Okay, right, I know that monkey. The campaign, the promotion, the sign that my grandfather had in the store was, "We don't monkey with your business." And yet, that's all that monkey ever did. He would take it out on walks in Cermak Plaza, and one day it bit a woman, and they had to get rid of the monkey. We wound up with the cage, and in the cage we put guinea pigs, and the guinea pig escaped, cut its leg on the food bowl edge and bled all over and died in the closet. Right. So, dead guinea pigs, childhood trauma, masturbating monkeys. Really, what more? No. What more could you understand? I should probably read a story at this point, or at least share one to you. I hope I don't have to read this. Todd, otherwise known as Luke Poplin, who has outed himself as Todd. You know, now all his fans are going to be like, "Oh my God!" See him on the street and get him to sign this podcast. Let's hear what he's got for us this week. So, Todd, let's hear your story. No masturbating monkeys, please.
Hello, everybody. This is Todd, and I'm back for Weekly Challenge 256 with a prompt of Warped. I give up. What is your superpower? The woman's eyes smiled through the wafting steam of her coffee cup as she took a sip. "I can teleport," she said, grabbing his hand, concentrating. And they warped. Suddenly, they were standing on a beach. "Awesome! Can I try?" the man asked excitedly. "Sure. Grab my hand. Sometimes it helps to say it at first." "New York City!" he yelled. And they warped. Suddenly they were standing on a busy street. A cab screamed by, horn blaring. The cabbie yelled, "Watch it, buddy!" "Go to hell," the man yelled back. And they warped.
Cool. Thank you, Todd Luke. I'm going to call you Todd Luke now. Just like I call Steven. Steven the Nuclear Man! You're Todd Luke. Although, Todd Luke. I'll say, I'll work on it. I'll come up. Luke Todd. Luke Todd. Luke Todd. Luke Todd the Magnificent. See, this is how I come up with ideas. You know, I'm starting to wonder now if the monkey on the podcast icon has anything to do with my grandfather's monkey, Charlie. Nah, he's typing, not wanking off. Speaking of which, let's go on to the next story, and that is by Sackman. Okay, I didn't know the I'm not saying that. You know what I really ought to do? I ought to take the, St. Patrick's is over. We ought to switch out Bruin's collar from the lucky collar to the, I don't know, hot chili pepper collar? I got this hot, it doesn't have a bell on it, though. And I really, really like knowing where Bruin is, because you hear the tinkly, 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 and then you hear a screech, and then you hear a tinkly, 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 and it's like, oh, he's met another cat, and he's coming home. With probably more damage. Actually, he doesn't get that much damage. He had a little bit of a thingy on his jaw before, but that cleaned up. You know, that was fun. The whole running over thing, I don't think the bell helped with that. Anyway, here's Zachman with his story.
Hello? I just called to complain about the reference you gave me for the contractor you found me. The one you said was straight as a board? His estimate was totally off. He ran up a big bill at the hardware store. He never showed up at the time or on the day scheduled. I had to hire someone else, not only to complete what he started, but also to fix everything he did. I suspect he's brain dead. What? You always bought lumber from the discount bin? You really have what I call a warped sense of humor.
Cool. Thank you, Zachman. And I just wanted to point out, Zachman's changed from WAVE format to MP3 format. I know, you folks, you couldn't tell the difference. But it saves so much space. Not that anyone cares about space here on the internet. There's just so much room out there, so much bandwidth. Who cares? We'll send it in WAVE format, and we'll send it in the thickest format possible. We'll send 10 copies of it just to make sure it gets there. There's all the bandwidth you can need. No one's charging for it. We moved from WAVE cable to Comcast recently. I think we've got the 50 down, 10 up blast package or super mega chunk package or something. The one where you use up your entire quota within one day. The problem is they also sent out tuner boxes that don't have HDMI on them. They have composite. They have S-video. I think they've got that fiber crap in there. Whoever uses that damn fiber connect? I mean, they put the fiber, you know, they add another $5 to the cost of the damn thing for the wiring and the programming, and no one ever uses it. And if you do, you're weird. Does anyone out there ever use that? How do you connect your cable box or your DVD or whatever? How do you connect that to your TV? I want to know. You know what? They wanted us to use the coaxial. My God! What is this, 1980? Fucking Comcast. We're Comcast. We care. Yeah, I've gotten spammed with that over Comcast Mark, Comcast Joe, Comcast Slappy. Did they ever respond? No. We had to throw out the patio umbrella, too. This is just turning into a rant and bitch cast, isn't it? I should be doing that while I'm out walking, so I'm going to try to wrap this up quickly without as much ranting and bitching and stuff. So here's Robert's story. You probably aren't hearing it because you've already given up on this one by now. God damn it, Lawrence is bitching up a storm again. All right, so here's Robert's story. One of these days I'm going to get a production thing that will let you, you know, click through the chapters and skip over my crap. Is there an easy way to do that? Who's got an editor that does that, that all you got to do is just click, 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 click. Add in little keyframes and let people skip. Or, if you're weird, you could skip all the stories and listen to my bitching, which, if you do that, there's something wrong with you. Call me.
Hi, this is Boomer Bob. I've got a new one. Warped by Love. On a dark and lonely corner where no one wants to be, I see a face and scorn her, for she has no purity. Her body has been mistreated, her mind it has been used, her problems are deep-seated, but she stands there, still amused. Shortly after I pay her for her time and I warn her I won't be back, she says, "Lover, you're still a friend of mine, even though I gave her the sack." Running now to get away, looking back in her direction, I realize I want to stay, warped by some paid affection.
Thank you, Boomer Bob. Yes, I'm going into the poll and fixing it right now. I haven't done that the past few times because I'm a lazy ass. But here we go. Boomer Bob. There, you are now known as Boomer Bob. That's your display name. Then when everything crashes, you are question marks. Whew, all right. Oh, whoa. We've got somebody coming back. It's AM early. Oh, my God. She says she's got, like, you know, the work stuff and all that, but finally found time. However, she didn't find time enough to record this. So, you know who's coming out. That's right. You love the midget. Maybe we can put him in a monkey suit. Here's AM early.
Letty and I came back from the war a little warped. I can't sleep during the night anymore, so I got hired by the neighborhood to patrol at night. Lenny can't see anything destroyed. He makes a great handyman, except during the demolition stage. Fortunately, his apprentice is more than willing to demolish. Hell, Lenny made my new leg. Doesn't make a single noise as I walk around at night. We are coping the best we can, but every so often we have bad memories of the war. Hell, if you had seen the 3-meter-tall mountain troll that ate my leg in a single bite, I don't care how strong a paladin I was. Ah, that would give anyone nightmares.
Actually, seeing that, if seeing that 3-meter troll turns you on, call me. Thank you, AM Early. And if you do have nightmares as a result of this podcast, let me just read the disclaimer now. This podcast is not responsible for any nightmares you may have as a result of it. In fact, quite a few sick people like to listen to it just to have nightmares. Take your meds, please. There. Next up is Danny. Now, Danny is an optimistic and sunshiny new... I'm just gonna get out some... meds here. Okay. He has an optimistic and new and fun story for you here. I wonder what it's about. Yeah, let's find out. Let's play it. Let's hear what soup Danny has boiling on the stove.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here once again with weekly challenge number 256, Warped. Here we go. Captain Kirk stood on a bridge and screamed, "Take us to warp speed, Mr. Sulu!" Sulu replied, "We can't, Captain. The helm is warped." "What?" Kirk replied. "Sulu, are you warped? The helm is fine." Sulu replied, "Captain, the only warped person on the bridge is you, Captain, and no... the helm is warped. Haven't you noticed we've been doing warp 9 in a big circle for over an hour now?" "Uhura, is the helm warped?" Kirk asked. "Well, duh, Captain. Are you warped? Have you not noticed the helm is at a 90-degree angle?" Spock finally interjects, "Totally illogical."
Thank you, Danny. And you do know that Talk Like William Shatner Day is coming up. Let me bring up my Facebook. Talk Like Shatner Day begins Tuesday at midnight. I'm sure you'll enjoy doing that all day. I should probably go back and re-record the 100-word story. See, I've got these things pre-recorded and ready 2 months in advance. I've already got June 2nd written and recorded. And this is only, we're heading to the finish line for March. So that shows that I could keel over and die at any moment and you would have no idea, except for the fact that the weekly challenge wouldn't be produced. And then you'd be like, oh, he's just late, or he's just waiting for Justin, or maybe he's pining for Caleb to come back, or Ellison, or any of those people. I wish they'd come back. The 6th anniversary is a few months away. I'm wondering, should I try for another year of this? I should put up a poll. I should really just let people post up all sorts of stuff. All right, now that we've gotten all depressed and confused, let's move on to Norval Joe. Hey, let's hear that. What? What is it, Bruin? Oh, he's going to his cardboard box. Norval Joe, here's his story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 256 with the prompt of Warped. Before I read my story, I'd like to thank Lawrence for the refrigerator magnets and for the lizard. Must be a gift from Nardo. I know when I had outdoor cats, they'd often bring lizards back for me. But now I only have an indoor cat, and there's nothing to find. Well, here's my story. A light tap brought Jerry to the door. He peered through the peephole at his ex-girlfriend, Beth, and huffed. What's she doing here? Incensed, he yanked on the doorknob to snarl in Beth's face, but the door stuck at the bottom, opened a few inches at the top, and slammed shut as Jerry lost his grip on the brass knob. Jerry leaned into the door and pulled up on the knob to free the misshapen door. I thought you'd like to meet my new boyfriend, Beth smiled. Jerry's former best friend, Heinrich, winked. Beth, Jerry said, you're warped. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval John. I just want to, some things I put in lizards, other things I put in keychain. I did whatever I had around. Sometimes I just forgot to put something in there. You have the special ones because all the other stuff is radioactive. Yep, I got it from Japan. By the way, if you're looking for tasteless Japanese humor, go to Gilbert Gottfried. But if your mom doesn't allow you to read Gilbert Gottfried stuff, then here, I'll share one with you. Okay, so if you have red ribbons for AIDS and pink ribbons for breast cancer, what do you wear for Japan? A radiation suit. Okay, well, there you go. Now you can condemn me. Actually, the joke originally was film badge dosimeters. You see all by the way, if you watch the news and you don't see the reporter wearing a film badge dosimeter, they took it off right before they turned the camera on. Almost all of them are wearing them. So, yeah. Just another way the mass media lies to you. All right. Well, yeah, as if those layers of makeup won't reflect gamma rays. Let's go with another story here before I dig a hole too deep for me to get out of. First rule hole is when you dig yourself into a hole, stop digging. Here's TJ. Speaking of digging holes, they have lots of holes in North Dakota. Man, they've got a great economy up there. They're like kicking everybody's ass. Everybody's moving to North Dakota because it's booming up there. And why? Because of all these holes they need to dig. I don't know why they're digging all these holes. Why are they digging holes? Maybe TJ will tell us. TJ? TJ? What are you doing down in that hole? Come on up. All right, here's the microphone. Don't get dirt on it.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where the moon just seems so very close this weekend. And this is a jump to the left. 5 frizzy magenta wigs bobbed at varying heights among the frankenfurters and the stick figure blondes in their grandmother's slips. The one Columbia who'd gone all out with the glittering tuxedo and top hat was about 50, and the riffraff looked like they'd be more at home at the VFW next door. It was an odd collection of characters, to be sure, but Larry, having tracked down a pair of tighty-whities he felt comfortable wearing in public and some birth control glasses, forgot he was an accountant, and joyously leapt forward to join them in Time Warp. Don't dream. Be.
Thank you, TJ. And by the way, folks, try to guess in the comments, since you guys never use the comments, this is going to force you to use the comments, what Rocky Horror role I played when they were doing the stand-up and the thing and the dancing and all that. I did a few of those, and I dressed up. What role did I do? So, and if you actually saw me do this, you're not allowed to say. So, thank you, TJ. If I thanked you again, I'm going to thank you once again. I should thank... how many stories... I guess this is a question for Tom. How many stories has TJ done in the this and that? Has TJ gotten a golden monkey yet? I should probably look it up. Hold on. 100-word stories open... And there, and on the top of the page at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, you'll see the golden monkey. It's a link up there. And let's look down the line. And we've got Planet Z, Andrew Ian Dodge, Tom, Ellison, Guy David, Norval Joe, Justin Lomaster, Space Turtle, Anima Zabaleta, Caleb Bullen, and Steven the Nuclear Man. And technically, I have one. Because, you know, of all the story, it's supposed to be for stories that you've posted to the site, I think. And I may have posted like 100 or so. So I guess technically I am. But, you know, there's no room left on my bookshelves for the Golden Monkey Award. And it's sharp, and the cats might knock it over and break it. And no, monkeys. All right. And so I guess that, whoa. I see the same face twice on the fans of this thing. You can fan this on Facebook, by the way. You can fan it with ostrich feathers as it lays back and you peel it grapes and feed it to it most voraciously. I'm getting off on a tangent here. Let's go ahead with Steven the Nuclear Man. Usually he's a little bit earlier, but inspiration sometimes takes time to bubble up and thrust itself through you like a geyser of ideas. Great, now I'm thinking of that stupid fast, easy, fun ball concept. Steven, let's hear your story.
Hey everybody, it's Steven the Nuclear Man here, and today marks the day that the Crimson Pact will go on sale, as soon as I get a chance to upload it and everything. The interesting thing here is that what you are hearing from my story is actually live from the Lenicon in Cincinnati. It's another 100-word story set in the world of the Crimson Pact. And I did it as a reading right before two of the other authors who were here read portions of their stories. So I hope you enjoy it. Hope you're having a great day. I take a handful of night and pull. The darkness stretches, warps, deforms around me. The empty dark shifts to the dark of sweaters, coats, and stinking gym shoes. Outside the closet door, Marcus and Josephine are putting their son to bed. They're older than I remember, happier after retiring years ago, after they stopped hunting my kind, my offspring. Their son cries. He knows I'm here in the closet again. They laugh, tell him that I don't exist, and go downstairs. The demon hunter's son cries alone in bed. I hush him with one long claw.
Claws. We like long claws and talons and pointy toes.
Pointy toes? No. Oh, thank you, Stephen, and congratulations on releasing the Crimson Pact. Is it an audio form? Can I listen to it while walking around? I'll look that up. Here, I'm going to... Okay, thecrimsonpact.com. I've already got it in the poll in your name, and I go to it, The Crimson Pact. Ooh, Volume 1, available now. 14 hours of reading enjoyment. Cool. Wait, is there an audio... Is it an audio format? I don't know. If it's an audio format, I could walk around and listen to it. Over 14 hours of reading enjoyment. But I don't read any... Wait, no, I'm done with that book. I can actually read it. Oh, yes. Ooh. So, The Crimson Pact, folks. Go ahead and grab that and read it. And I don't know... Stephen, can you just put in the comments if it's audio format or not? Because when it's an audio format, then I can walk around and listen to it as I'm doing my exercises. Because if I'm sitting on my butt and reading, I'm not getting any exercise. And I'm going to go... I'm going to Central Market today. Yesterday was Kroger, so that was celery and yogurt and other healthy stuff. And then to build up the salads, I've got to get peppers, romaine, spinach, onions, always onions, cilantro. I've got the cans of various beans. Various beans. Various beans. The best kind of beans. Various beans, various beans. Leave them out to become hairiest beans. This is where I get my ideas. I just babble. Babble like an idiot. And I get, like, I feel like the spotlight's on me. Then I put my hands under my armpits and pull them out and sniff them. And no, that's Mary Catherine Gallagher. I steal ideas from other people, too. I may steal them from you. I may say in conversation at a party, "Hi, I'm TJ, and I'm from North Dakota." Actually, I think I've done that before. Somebody actually knew who I was talking about. TJ, you're famous! Oh, speaking of famous, here's Planet Z. Don't say I didn't warn you.
One week out of jail, and I'm back to robbing home. The floorboards are warped from all the years of damp. I walk across them as stealthily as I can, but they still creak with every step. Thank God my Aunt Gertie is deaf. She'll have no idea I'm here. I reach into the cookie jar and pull out a wad of bills, stuffing cash into my pocket. "Put it back, Carter," says the old woman. I turn around. She got a shotgun pointed at my head. "I saw you in the mirror." "Yeah, I know. She taught me better. Damn it."
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of the word warped. Ah, yes. Aren't we all warped in some way or fashion? Fashion. Warped fashion. What kind of warped things are you wearing? Well, I'm going to beg you to post some stuff in the comments this week. I've given you reason enough to do it. Please, just send something. Send something. If you've been sending stuff there and they haven't been appearing, tell me. Maybe the spam filter is reading it all. I don't know. Maybe you're shy.
I don't understand why you've been saying all these crazy stories week in, week out. Heck, Todd's even revealed his real name. Luke. He's really Luke. It's backwards. The Avatar created a person. Oh my god, it's running backwards. Okay, so I've gotten weird enough. Anyway, be sure to go to the polls if you're too cowardly to post comments. At least you can point and click and vote. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You'll see links to everybody who has shared their URLs with me and reminded me. I can update the poll with your URL if you forgot to send it along with your email. It's just that I don't feel like looking them up every week. But if you just tap me a nudge and go, hey, you forget, put it in the comments. Hey, do it through the comments. Comments, comments, comments! Can I say that enough? There aren't any comments anyway. I mean, sometimes some people post comments, and TJ says, hey, I sent in a story. Sorry, I'm late this week. I was having a play. It was cool. And all these people are digging holes all over the place, and I fell into a hole, and I need a ladder. Maybe 1 week we'll just... Maybe I'm sure that we've done a weekly challenge on the subject of holes. I don't know, digging holes. I like to dig holes. I've done one on holes. Maybe one of these days I'm going to do my Wednesday thing, or maybe do one at the coffee house or somewhere where I tell the story from in a hole. Maybe I'll do that. Or in a well. I'm not doing silly enough props when I do those. I used to. But then I got lazy. And speaking of lazy, I'm done with this crap. I'll see y'all tomorrow with another story. Tom will teach you how to write 100-word stories and yet another daily dose of wisdom. Until then, thank you for listening and putting up with my crap. And as always... You thought I was going to say it by now. Keep it brief. Closing.